his outward appearance or status. God looked at his heart. And just like David, you have been chosen, set apart, and empowered for this season. To be anointed with divine grace means stepping into God's favor, his strength, and his spirit. It's about walking boldly, even when the world doesn't see your potential, because God does. This is a season of preparation. Like David, your anointing doesn't mean the journey is easy, but it does mean God's Spirit is with you every step of the way. God's divine grace empowers you to face every challenge, grow through every trial, and step into His purpose for your life. The oil of anointing is a symbol of His power working in and through you. 2025 is your year. It's the season to trust God's plan, embrace His calling, and step into the fullness of His grace. Ask yourself, where is God calling me in this season? How will I walk in His anointing? Take a moment to reflect, and then step forward in faith.
Good morning. Come on, jump on in. Begin to give God praise. Come on, He's worthy of your praise. Come on now, I'm just sharing my broadcast with my peeps. Amen. You can do that too. Share this broadcast. We're not going to be long. But I just want to give you a word of encouragement today. Amen. Because just like anything else, the Bible says that David encouraged himself in the Lord when it seemed like he was getting hit with hell, high water, and the kitchen sink. The Bible says that David encouraged himself. Sometimes you just need to encourage yourself. Sometimes there's not going to, it's going to seem like there's nobody with you, but God is with you. And if you begin to encourage yourself and know that the Lord is never going to leave you nor forsake you. See, I'm going to say that one again. The Bible says He'll never leave you nor forsake you. And let me find that. So that way we can, I think that'll be a good beginning to today's broadcast. Amen. That he'll never leave you nor forsake you. Come on now. Come on, just begin to give him praise. Here we go. Listen, I want to welcome everyone to the Early Morning Daily Bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryant with Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the Word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be my opinion, but it shall be the Word, because the Bible says man doesn't live by bread only, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of man live. So when we understand that if I can get a word, and if I can get the understanding of that word, then the devil's already defeated. See, I'm going to say that one more again, because I want that to really permeate in your spiritual being. That if you can get a word. See, the Bible says in the beginning was the Word. If you can get a word from the Lord, which is getting, allowing the Lord to begin to bubble up one, what he spoke within your spiritual being, okay, within you, okay? Then get the understanding. See, walk. See, here we go. Thank you, Lord. He's so good. Check this out. We're going to go to two places. Okay. First, we're going to go to Proverbs chapter 4. Then we're going to go to Hebrews 13. And please share the broadcast. I'm sharing it right now. I'm not at home right now, but listen. I do want you to understand that here, walking in the purpose of God, the Lord, you guys helped me to be able to make it up here to my Master of Fine Arts residency here at Vermont College of Fine Arts here, amen, in the CalArts area of the Los Angeles area. I'm here for 9 days meeting students, getting connected with my advisor, my mentor, getting acclimated into the program so that way I can begin this journey, because the end all is to receive the Master of Fine Arts. He says, I want to give you an expected end. He says, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. See, so when you understand that God's number one purpose is, the things that he allows us to go through is not to destroy us, but it's to get us to our expected end. Come on now. Someone type, I receive it, it is so. Come on. I want you to get this. So Proverbs chapter 4, look at what it says. Father, thank you, Lord God. Lessen me, more of you, none of me, all of you. Think through my mind. Speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground. And Father, I'll be ever so careful to give you all the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Good morning, Quinteros. Now remember, I spoke something. I said, when you get the word or the wisdom of God and understanding, so you have to allow God to reveal the understanding of that word. So you have the power. Once you get understanding, you activate the power within that seed of the word to begin to walk and work within that power. Remember, it's not by your power, nor by your might, but by the Spirit, saith the Lord. So Proverbs chapter 4, and here's where we're going to start today. Listen, we're still in this 2025. It's the season. You are anointed with God's divine grace. See, we're just scratching the surface, but it says in verse 4, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 4, it says, he taught me also and said unto me, let thine heart receive my words. Okay? Let your heart, he taught me also, let thine heart, that's where your spirit and your soul connect and align and get into agreement. Okay? That's what is the meaning of the word heart here in the Hebrew. Actually, the word for the Hebrew word for the word heart is the love of God, which means the inner man, the mind, the will, the heart, the understanding. Woo! The reflection, the determination, the will. Oh, come on now. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Okay, so he says, let your heart, let your understanding, let your mind, let your inner man retain my words. Keep my commandments, what? And live. So life begins when you receive, listen, the instructions and the word of God with understanding. Life, and this word live right here, oh my God, it's going to bless you. Listen, it's the kaya of God. Oh my God, I've been waiting to get back to this meaning. It's the kaya Okay, it's the kaya. The word live is the kaya. Okay, which means to live, to have life, to remain alive, to sustain life, to live prosperously. Oh my gosh. So what he's saying right here is, understand this, when you get the word with understanding, he says, keep my word, do the word, execute it, activate the word in your life, and then you will live prosperously. You'll live forever. You'll be quickened. You'll be alive. You'll be restored to life or help to restore to life. Are you getting this morning? Okay. So once again, this is why this is so key, that you are tuned in. Amen. Verse 5, get wisdom, get understanding. Get wisdom, get understanding. I'm going to say it again. The wisdom of God is the word, the thoughts, the will of God, the what to do. It's the what to do, the understanding, it's the spiritual discernment, perception. It's the how to do it, okay? So this is very key, amen. So now, get wisdom, get understanding. Forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, she'll preserve you. Love her, she'll keep you. Wisdom is the first thing, therefore get wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. With all of your getting, get understanding. Okay? Now we said Hebrews 13 connects with us, okay? Oh, my God. Why? Because he said that he'll never leave you nor forsake you. It doesn't matter what it looks like. Amen? And listen, we are in continual prayer. For those who are in the LA area where the fires are there, amen. I'm in that area right now. But the Bible says that he'll never leave you nor forsake you. Hebrews 13:5. He says, let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as you have. For he hath said, I will never leave you nor forsake thee. Okay, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. I'll never leave you nor forsake ye. Oh my God. Oh my God. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man can do to me. So listen, hey, glory, because he's with you, he's never going to, if you'll follow the word and the instructions, life will be restored. You'll live prosperously. I don't care what you have to do, even if you're in the Los Angeles area. Listen for that inner voice in your inner man, that the Lord would give you the instructions to life. Amen. So listen, we are in this time of the season of 5785, which we know is your season of multiplied and abundant grace. Amen. Romans chapter 5 said it so good, that moreover the law entered that sin might abound. Where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. This is going to be the season. This season, your grace is going to be multiplied and over and abundant in your life, okay? This is going to be the season. Listen. That you're going to abound. And where sin abound, grace did what? Much more abound. Yeah. Okay. It means to overflow, to furnish one richly, to be abundantly furnished. So grace is going to be abundantly furnished in your life. Okay. Oh my God. Listen, understand, you are under the power of this grace of acceptance. You are the grace of acceptance. This is going to be the season. Why? Because of the grace, you're going to be, listen, you are going, oh my gosh, you are going to be, well, let me just say it like this. Romans 8:28 says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them who are the called. We've been stating over and over again, you are the called. You are the divinely selected and appointed. God specifically chose you at the beginning. Oh, my God. And this grace of acceptance in Ephesians chapter 1, when you understand that, listen, verse 3, blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with what? All spirit, all the power of all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Are you getting this? Come on now. You've been blessed with all spiritual blessings. Our glory. Woo, my God. According as he has chosen us. See, he's saying it again. You've been chosen in him before the what? Foundation of the world, that you should be holy and without blame before him in love. Listen, love covers a multitude of your mistakes. He said, as long as you stay connected, as long as you stay in the word, as long as you follow his instructions, even if you make a mistake, listen, the word sin just means to miss the mark. Even if you miss the mark, you repent because he's faithful and just to forgive or release you, and you keep moving. Amen. So now, oh my God, because you are this divinely, you are divinely selected and appointed, okay? You have to understand that you have to accept yourself. Oh my God, are you getting this? Why? Because when you understand this principle in God's kingdom, the kingdom of God, God's way of doing things, the way that Elohim works. Oh my God. See, I want you to get this right here. We're going to 1 Samuel chapter 16 because I want you to see how God chose David. Amen. Are you getting this? First Samuel chapter 16. And we're going to end right here. Amen. I just wanted to encourage you, but understand our glory, that remember, that above all things, you shall prosper and be in health. This is your season. According to Genesis 8:22, God's kingdom is built on seed time and harvest. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. You are the seed of God. So now when you understand that, when you hear something that hits you, that touches you, that begins to make the pages come alive, sow your seed. Okay, this is, I'm gonna be teaching you guys this in this season, how to walk in spiritual as well as financial abundance. And it begins with you knowing how and when to sow your seed. When you hear something and it causes the pages or the words to jump out at you, to be activated in your spirit, sow the seed. You can sow the seed as a Taruma into my Cash App at $2ProfitMDBryant. That's how you do it. Amen. Listen, we're going here. Okay. So remember, when 1 Samuel chapter 16, starting at verse 12. Oh, and for time's sake, we just started at verse 11, so you can get some of the context. We're going to be right here. Please don't miss Sunday morning, the hour of power with me and Prophet Tanya, as we begin to peel back the layers of 2025, the season that you're anointed. The word anointed means to be smeared, to cover, to rub in with the oil of God, okay? And you're separated, you're consecrated to God. The season you are anointed with God's divine grace. Verse Samuel 16, starting at verse 11. And Samuel said to Jesse, are here all your children? And he said, there remains yet the youngest. And behold, he keeps the sheep. Now remember, the pastor or the shepherd was the lowest job or place of employment you can have in this time. Okay? If you were a shepherd, that was one of the lowliest jobs. Amen. And he said that there remains the youngest, and behold, he keeps the sheep. And Samuel said unto Jesse, I want you to pay attention. Listen to what he says. Send and fetch him, for we will not sit down until he comes. Okay, now listen. He just said, we will not sit down until he arrives. Okay? And he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy and withal a beautiful countenance. He was small. He was puny. He was short. Amen. And he was a beautiful countenance and goodly to look at. He was handsome, but he was small. He was puny, probably about 100 pounds. Amen. And the Lord said, arise and anoint him, for this is he. Now, Samuel had just said, we're not going to sit down until he arrives. But God says, listen, arise. He says, listen, where you're standing is not high enough. Arise in your spirit to where I am so you can see what I'm seeing. Oh, come on, somebody. Woo, my God. I prophetically speak to you right now in your spirit. Arise and be anointed. Ooh, let this word, receive this word and let it anoint you right now. It says, arise and anoint him, for this is he. And Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord, here's God's divine grace, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel rose up and went to Ramah, but the Spirit of the Lord departed Saul. Would you understand? Right now, I'm speaking this prophetically into your life. Arise and allow this word, this God's divine grace, to smear, to be rubbed in, to submerge you. Go under the oil right now. Oh, Father, I thank you, Lord God, that the oil of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, God's divine grace, is being smeared and poured on your sons right now. And Father, as they make a choice to sow right now, oh God, Father, you said, glory, that the teruma, sowing the seed, putting the seed into the hand of the prophet, glory, the priest, and the first of all, first fruits of all things, of every teruma of all, of every sort of teruma shall be the priest. And you shall also give the priest the first of your dough, so he may speak or cause the blessing to rest in your house. Listen, sow the seed, okay? I'm going to have you be looking on the right side of the screen as it says, look, you can use my PayPal, Pastor Michael D. Bryan at Gmail. You can use my Zelle at michael@rtuproductions.com, or you can use my Cash App at $2ProphetMDBryant. And listen, sow it. Sow the $57.85. If you want to sow a seed that connects to 2025, you can sow a $225 seed or a $2,025 seed, but get it into the ground right now. Father, I thank you. You said, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that as they sow seed, Father, you are increasing. You are multiplying their increase. You are multiplying the grace. You are high glory. You are expanding them in their spirit, soul, body, and finances. In Jesus' mighty name, I count it done, and it is so. Listen, I want to thank you for joining in. Don't miss tomorrow's broadcast. Be blessed.